Stephen Abner. What's going on down in Pine Ridge?
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store talking on the telephone. Listen.
All right. What else, Miss Barton? What? Well, now, do you want beets or shoestrings? They don't come in cans. You mean actual made out of beets? I've heard of shoestring potatoes, but you don't put them in your shoes. Or I don't reckon you do. We've always had them. Well, maybe there is such a thing. I don't believe they'll hold up very good. Well, I'll look around and see if we got any. Anything else? All right, Miss Barton, I'll get this out to you as quick as Mom gets back. Oh, he went to the county seat to buy himself a new automobile. Well, I don't know. He seems to think he knows how. Yes, Mom. All right. Much obliged for the order, Miss Barton. Goodbye. Beat shoestring. Come in. Oh, a shoe, Lom.
Yeah.
I don't get... Where is it, Lom? What color did you get?
If you're talking about an automobile, I never got no color.
No color? You mean you got one of them new glass ones? No, because I want to see that. Where'd you park it, Lom?
Now, no use looking out in front there, Abner, so you won't see it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's the matter with me? Being glass that way, naturally you couldn't see it.
Wait a minute, Abner.
How do you tell when you're in the car alone and you can't see it, Lom?
Well, you stop talking silly. I never got no car.
You never? Couldn't you find one you like?
Well, it ain't a matter of where you like it or not. You just can't get one, that's all.
Oh.
Leastways, not for quite a while, looks like. I'm feared Squire Skimp knowed what he's talking about.
Well, Squire said he was going to get one.
I know it. So it looks like he's going to win that $50 from
him. Oh, me.
Yeah. Bet me that he'd be the person to drive a new 1946 car down the main street.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to believe he will, too.
Yeah.
Wish now I'd have never made that bet with him.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Squire ain't got his car yet, so you still got a chance, ain't you?
Not after what they told me at the county seat today.
Well, what'd they say?
Well, didn't hardly say nothing at all.
Huh.
Just barely would talk to me.
They would, huh?
There was just one sales feller in there. I must have stood around there for a half hour before he even noticed me.
Well, did you tell him he wanted to buy a new car? That ought to have made him sit up and take notice.
Well, I did tell him. He said he'd be glad to put my name on the list.
On the list?
Yeah. I'd make a deposit of $200.
Oh.
He said if things went well, I could get one by Christmas.
You mean he'll give you one for a present?
No, that's how long it takes to get one.
Oh.
I went over to the other place where they sell cars, and they had such a long list there that it wouldn't even put my name down.
Well, now, what is these lists you're talking about?
Names of customers waiting for cars.
Waiting?
Everybody wants one, looks like. There just ain't enough to go around.
Well...
I never had no idea it was so hard to get automobiles. Now, bound you, that dead blame Squire Skimp knowed it all the time, too, the varmint.
Why, sure he did. He tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen to him.
Yeah, but he...
That's how come him and you to get into that bet about who could buy a new car first in the first place.
Yeah, that's right, Aunt.
Why, sure. He sat right here yesterday, Lum, and told you you couldn't get one. You wouldn't believe it. Oh, that's your money. Yeah,
into it now. Well, he's back down.
Why, sure.
Just got to figure out some way of buying one. That's all there are to it. I can't let him beat me.
Well, Lois, I don't know. If you can't get one from the automobile store, why... Maybe you can find somebody that's just bought a 1946 and they want to sell it.
I don't know nobody that's got one, though.
All right, Dogies, wait a minute. I know somebody's going to get one.
Who?
Squire Skimp. What's the matter with me? He's the one you're trying to meet, yeah.
Of course.
Dogies, I don't know what else to suggest, Mom.
Wish I knowed the president of one of them automobile companies. Bound you, he could get me one.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd have a pull, wouldn't
he? Why, sure.
Wonder if it'd do me any good just to write direct to him.
Who?
Any of them, Mr. Buick or Mr. Plymouth or Mr. Zephyr. Blinken Zephyr, I believe his name is.
Yeah, and there's that one that just got out of the Army. What's his name at there? General Motors?
General? Oh, that's Motors.
Well, whoever it is, might try him.
He wasn't in the Army. It's just
the name
of the company.
That
ain't no man's name, silly.
Strange,
it's ignorant. General Motors.
Yeah, how do we see that? Wait a minute, there comes Cedric. He owns a car. Maybe he might know who can get one.
I doubt it.
Howdy, fellas.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Come here, I want to talk to you.
Well, I want to talk to you, too. I know something, too. Boy, is it hot. I just now heard it.
For the land's sake, what is it, Cedric?
Don't let this get around, but there's a fella around here that knows how to buy a new automobile.
New automobile?
Yes, Mom.
Hi, Granny, are you sure about that, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Get you all the cars you want, I hear.
That's just the fella at Lom's looking for. Who is it, Cedric?
Well, I don't know. Gomer wouldn't tell me his name.
Gomer Bates?
Yes, Mom.
Is he the one that told you?
Yes, Mom.
All right, doggies, Lom, you better get a hold of Gomer Bates, then.
Well, I don't much believe Gomer could tell you who it is, neither. Because he heard it from Barrel Legs Crockett, and Barrel Legs got it straight from his papa, Dad Crockett.
Well, that's the one to call in. Get old Dad Crockett on the phone there, Lom.
Well, I ain't sure he knows exactly who it is, neither. Leastways, he never told Barrel Legs.
He never, huh?
Bouncy, he knows all right. He just ain't telling.
Yeah, he's stupid about
it. I think I can get him to talk to. I'll call him right now.
Yeah, be awful nice to him. Hand him a cigar or something, Lom.
How can you hand him a cigar with a telephone?
Oh, yeah. Well, do something nice for him.
Don't worry. Hello, wait a minute. Hello? Is this the Pastime Pool Hall? Oh, well, Dad, this is Lom Edwards. Yeah. Say, Dad, I was just looking over the books here, and you know that bill of yours?
Yeah.
Well, wait. I ain't worried about that. I just want to suggest that we forget about it. Just cancel it.
Cancel it? He owes us about $50, Lom.
Oh, just keeping my income tax down. Keep out of the upper brackets.
Get yourself into the poor farm.
Oh, it's all right, Dad.
By the way, Dad,
I understand you know somebody around here that could help a feller get a new car.
We'll need it to drive us to the poor farm.
Oh, I see.
Always have to go over a hill to get to the farm.
I see. Well, much obliged, Dad. Maybe I can do something for you someday. Goodbye.
Who is it, Mom?
I did do something for him.
Who is it?
He don't know.
Don't know? And you just famous give him $50?
Well, now, wait a minute. It was worth it because Dad told me where I could find it out.
Oh, he did, huh?
He heard it from Eli White, and Eli got it right direct from his sister-in-law, Miss Thatcher. And she's the one that knows.
Oh,
I'm going to call her right now.
Well, now, don't go canceling her grocery bill. She owes us twice what Dad does. Or did, I mean.
Just leave it to me. I know what I'm...
Go ahead.
Don't forget, I'm going to win $50 from Squire out of this bet.
We'll need it.
Hello, is this Miss Thatcher? This is Mom Edwards. I thought you was your daughter. You look so young. I mean, you sound so young on the telephone.
That old battle hat.
Say, Miss Thatcher, I just got in some OMO margarine. I thought you might like to have a half dozen pounds of it.
Half a dozen?
No, this is just a little present from us, count of you being such a good customer.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, that's all right. Say, Miss Thatcher, I'm looking for a new automobile. I thought maybe you might know somebody that knows how to get one.
Ought to get out of here before he gives me away.
Well, good.
Somebody ate that.
Who?
That Larson Hartman.
I see. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure much obliged to you, Miss Thatcher. Maybe I can return the favor. Goodbye.
Well, Santa Claus, who is it?
Miss Pomeroy.
Miss Pomeroy? Yeah. I thought it was a man that knowed how to get these cars.
Yes, Mom, that's the way Gomer told it to me. It was a man.
Well, it is. See, Miss Pomeroy don't know who it is herself, but she does know somebody that actually does know. Leastways, that's what Miss Pomeroy told Charlie Redfield, and Charlie was the one that told it to Miss Thatcher.
Well, how come everybody knows about this, but nobody knows who it is, Lom?
Oh, well, that's easy. Whoever it was that heard it first wants to keep it for himself so as he can see this fella and get a car for where everybody else does. What's Miss Pomeroy's number?
Lom, you better let me talk to her. You're going to give away this whole story.
I know what I'm doing. I think it's two shorts and a long.
Uh-oh. There we go.
All I have to do is just make this one phone call and find out who it is that knows who it is, and then I'm all set. There's ways to do things if you just know how.
Yeah, but can you afford it?
Look, Abner, just because I give away a pound or two of oleo margarine.
Pound or two.
Hello, Miss Pomeroy. This is Lom Edwards.
I'm here at the county
seat. Yeah, I just wanted to cast you a compliment on that hat you wore to church last Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, prettiest thing I ever saw.
Looks like a stack of hotcakes sitting there next to you. I thought somebody had thrown me in a jukebox.
By the way, Miss Pomeroy, next time you're by here, drop in. I'll give you some cans of pineapple I've saved out for you.
Here we go.
Oh, don't worry about that. There'll be no charge.
Of course not. Give her 60 cases.
Oh, not at all.
Give it all away.
Oh, say, Miss Pomeroy, I just happen to think that you might know somebody that might could help me get a new car.
Come in, help yourself. Everything's free.
Well, now, ain't that a coincidence? Oh, I see. But she wouldn't tell you who it was, though, huh? Well, who told her?
Have to give them half the story.
What? Are you sure?
There we go.
Yeah, it is, excuse you. That's well, much obliged, Miss Pomeroy. Goodbye.
You find out?
Not quite, but I'm going to find out in just a few seconds.
Well,
now.
Good for you.
Abner, do you know who Miss Pomeroy heard it from?
Huh?
Miss Barton.
Well.
And do you know who Miss Barton heard it from? You.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
My granny's a fine partner you are, standing there all this time, letting me give all this junk away, telephoning all over town. What's the idea holding out on?
Well, now, wait a minute.
Are you in with Squire Skeen?
No, I'm
not. Is he paying you?
No, sir.
Come on now, fess up. Did you tell Ms. Barton you knowed somebody who knowed how to get a new car?
Sure I did.
Why, you bought
it. But, Lom, that was before.
Don't try to back out of it. Come on now, tell me. Who is he?
You.
Me?
Yes, sir. You stood right here yesterday and said you knowed how to get one. I thought, sure, you knowed, or you wouldn't have bet no $50.
There's your man, Lum. See what he can do for you now. And be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.